welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today. If you're a small business owner, then you're in the right place. We offer information, interviews, and resources that affect you and what matters most to your business. Today's show is talking about transferring knowledge, and we're helping subject matter experts develop training systems to take what's in their head and explain it to someone else. Because a lot of times we're really good at what we do, but it's such second nature to us that it's actually difficult to explain to someone else exactly what we're doing. So the system I'm going to talk about today will help you, as someone who's really good at what they do, develop some training materials to pass your knowledge and expertise on to someone else. The first thing we're going to talk about is creating the desired outcome for the training that you're producing. And it's not just that they learn something or they spend so much time studying something, but that you'll be able to observe them doing something after the course. And some key words that you might keep in mind when you're writing your desired outcomes are produce. They will be able to independently create or complete. They'll be able to conduct or analyze. So it's something that someone other than you or the participant in the training will be able to evaluate after the course to see if your desired outcome has been achieved. The second thing you need to consider is your audience, and this not only includes the demographics and the geographics, but the psychographics. And there's a lot in play here, and I'll just give you some examples. Some are pretty obvious, like language. I have conducted training for bilingual audiences in the past, and that really is going to affect some of the other things we'll talk about. So knowing what language they're going to be receiving the information in. What's the education level? And a good rule of thumb is, if you're not sure who your audience is to assume a seventh grade education. That's how all of the news broadcasts are written, assuming a common denominator of language, terminology, and education. Another thing is common interests and understanding how people, what words they're used to, what language, so that you can create images and examples to effectively transfer this information. And all of this will have a play on how you deliver it and the volume of training you're able to deliver. For example, that training that I did with a translator, I had to do half the amount of material I normally would have done because obviously I needed time for the translation to happen in the class. So really understanding your audience is key when you're developing your training systems. The next thing is how you're going to deliver this material, and we'll call that the medium. So is your medium going to be in person, or what I would call instructor-led? Is it online through the internet? Will you be on the phone with someone? Will it be a manual that they have to read? Are the people grouped together, or are they scattered all over the place? All of these things will help you understand the best medium that will be used to get your message across. And I would encourage you to think about not just the initial delivery, but after it's initially delivered to people, how you're going to maintain the information. So, for example, if you're distributing something through hard copy, like a manual, and something changes, then you've got to reprint and reship those manuals. So another thing to think about is how often there will be updates to the materials. The fourth thing to consider when developing your training system is the time restrictions. It might be the length of a program. It might be their schedule and what works with their particular office or setting, and their sense of urgency. So if you've got, say, a manufacturing plant with two shifts and you need to catch people together, you've got to schedule that as one shift is leaving and one shift is coming in, for an example. And you might need to avoid the end of the month for some professions, and certainly tax season if you're working with accountants. So understanding what their urgency is and what their time budget is. The fifth element is using tools in your training to deliver your information that is going to make people of different learning types happy. So, for example, there are people who like to look at a map to figure out where to go, and then there's people who'd rather read written directions. There's people who read a manual to figure out how to operate something for the first time, and then there's those of us who like to just get in and do it and make mistakes and see what happens. Hopefully nothing blows up. And then there's people who won't try to do things on their own, but they want someone to show them. They're very hands-on and need someone right there helping them through. There are people who take notes. There's people who'll never take a note. My style is interesting because I'll write notes through the whole class, but then I might not ever refer to them again. But there's something about that process of taking notes that helps me hear the information, write it, see it. I'm reading it out loud in my mind. So I've actually processed that information 4 times throughout the program. So consider these different learner types as you're developing the material and how you're delivering it. The 6th thing to consider is the budget. What is out there for resources for you to develop training materials? Can you hire an outside resource? Do you have to do it all yourself? You know, when I've worked for pretty low budget training departments in the early part of my career, and I did pretty good with Microsoft Word and PowerPoint. You know, it wasn't anything fancy, but I was able to not invest in additional software and still make some pretty good content. So one thing that you want to make sure that you incorporate into your training is the opportunity to either show or demonstrate or give examples of what you're talking about, whatever it is that you're transferring knowledge on, and then provide them time to practice or discuss the concept that you've laid out for them. And then the 3rd piece of that feedback loop is to have a summary and feedback. And it's really a great idea if that feedback about their discussion and how they're practicing whatever it is that you're showing them to do, if that feedback comes from within the group. So perhaps they're scoring themselves, perhaps they're giving one another feedback on a presentation or work that they've completed. So that 3-step cycle is demonstrate, let them practice or discuss, and then giving feedback about how they did. So those are actually steps 7, 8, and 9. Toward the end of your content, and I wouldn't say that this is the entire end. So for example, if you have a full day training program, I wouldn't wait to the end to do this next step, but rather chunk back your topics so that you can provide action plans and next steps at the end of each segment. So step 10 is action plan and next steps. And a good rule of thumb is about every 2 hours, 90 minutes to 2 hours, is have at least one point of aha, you know, something that person's going to take away from that chunk of material that you just gave them. Because if you have more than 90 minutes or 2 hours worth of content, that's a lot for somebody to take in. So every, during that those time spans, make sure that you pause and give people a chance to go back and think about how they're going to implement it in their life. And the last thing I want to mention is that you can always hire someone to review and or edit your course materials. That is something I would do for my clients. And sometimes it's helpful just to get another set of eyes on your training because a lot of times you're, again, such an expert in that area that it's a little bit of a blind spot to know what you might have left out. So if I can help you out in any way, please let me know. You can email me directly at laz@alignedperformance.com. And there's many more tools and resources for you on my website at alignedperformance.com. I'm Leanne Zaharovich. You're listening to Small Business Matters. Thanks so much for your time, and I'll talk to you again.